So, it's not really a confession because I'm cool with it. I get laughs, at me, not, with me, because I'm not laughing most of the time about it, but I am an adult colorer, and it, I'll tell you, I've tried meditation. I've changed diet a little bit, not too much. I was eating a lot of shit, junk food, and I still am, but I don't eat a lot of candy anymore. And I'm like rewarding myself with the sweets, but I need to cut out. I'm in Alabama. Reminder: I need to cut out the sweet tea, especially before I end up with the diabetes, and probably I was gonna say you'll see me on the commercial like Wilford Brimley, but I didn't do what Wilford. What did Wilford Brimley do again? He was the old man on What was it? Was a serious show. Whatever. No, he wasn't on he wasn't on Life Goes On, I don't think. Was he the grandfather in Life Goes On? He was, wasn't he? Oh, buddy, oh, buddy, oh, buddy, oh, buddy. So anyway, yeah, I'm an adult colorer. It is therapeutic. It's time consuming. It's, I don't want to say it's fun. I don't think I'm really having fun. I transcend thought, and it's just kind of mechanical at this point. But I have friends, you know, and they color as well. And they piss me off so bad. Cause like you let them have a book for a minute. And that's the key, a minute. I'm buying these books with these intricate, you know, designs in them. You take your time. They hand it back all half-assed. Oh, I don't like that. And I get, like, for example, a snake back with, like, an eighth of the scales colored orange. Flat, dark-ass orange. And that's not how you color. Even when you were a child. Dude, what color is a snake? Why are you coloring an orange snake? And it's, you can't do that. I mean, you take, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. These are adults. If I hand you my coloring book and you hand it back all fucked up, you owe me another coloring book. I don't care if it's one page or not. If when my kid was four, if a kid had snatched her coloring book and I'm gonna color that and then colored and fucked it all up, okay, I wouldn't have gone to the parents about it, but I did think about it when it happened, you know, but anyway, I don't understand it. Like, they're the ones that they have all these expensive kits of markers, and sure, I have some nice ones. I have a banging set of Sharpie markers, and pens. It's like one side is Sharpies, like I think it's 14 Sharpies, and then above it is 14 Sharpie pens, which are different hues, tints of the same colors that the markers are in, but man, those things are just bitching. And like this friend of mine, she took my green, like a money fucking green Sharpie, regular basic Sharpie, but money green, not that dark forest green you buy by itself, money, just shit, awesome fucking green. I would have used it for probably 20 other pictures. Has it for less than 5 minutes, hands me my book back. She was coloring a freaking lion with money green and hands it back. And the, like, point is now a brush. She somehow unwound a Sharpie point. I don't understand how someone can do that. I don't understand how that happened. I said something at the time. And, of course, like, It's like, oh, my bad. I just won't fucking ask to. I won't ask to use your markers again. It's like, yeah, okay, cool. Don't ask to use my markers again because you just walked in here with like your 290 pack of gel pens. Some are glitter, some are not. Some are brushes, some are not. And you just borrowed my money green Sharpie to color the line in my coloring book that I plan to color probably at another time. But not at that moment, money green. I don't color money green lines because I'm a grown ass man. That's why it's called adult coloring. You're grown ass adults. Color the shit. And if you're not going to color it in a manner that represents the actual animal, buy one of the fucking bohemian, mosaic, whatever, abstract, artist, just buy one of those. I buy like tattoo stencil books, animals, just wild animals. That's the shit I like, you know. And snakes, you know, if you color my snake orange, damn, snakes are my favorite. Like, you can modify those, I tweak them, I color the whole fucking page, the background, everything. But that book, like the lion, the snake, and there's a, it's not a wolf. It might be a wolf. There's one in there. It's just beyond my level of comprehension, or it's so far underneath it that I don't know. I don't know which one. What I do know is, this is a diary, and I appreciate the hell out of you if you're here. Whoever you are, wherever you are, thank you. This doesn't mean a whole lot to a whole lot of people, maybe no one. Of course, it means a little bit of something to me, a little bit. I'm not really immersed in... into my podcast comfort zone. I'm just gonna continue these rambles because I enjoy doing that. But thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being you.